وعن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إذا دخل الرجل بيته فذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله وعند طعامه قال الشيطان لأصحابه لا مبيت لكم ولا عشاء وإذا دخل فلم يذكر الله تعالى عند دخوله قال الشيطان أدركتم المبيت وإذا لم يذكر الله تعالى عند طعامه قال أدركتم المبيت والعشاء رواه مسلم. The Jabir radiallahu ta'ala narrates, I heard the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam saying, when a person enters his house and takes the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of his entry, and when he eats, then shaitan says to his friends, there's no place here for you to spend the night, nor is there any food for you. And then there's no place for you to spend the night, nor is there any food for you. And when he enters and does not take the name of Allah at the time of entry, Shaitan says, you have found a place to spend the night. And if he does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of eating, Shaitan says, you have found a place to spend the night and there's food for you as well. Hadith Jabir radiallahu anhu narrates that he heard Rasulullah saying that when a man enters his house and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of entering, and in the ta'ami and the time of eating, Shaitan says to his companions, there is no place for you to stay, and nor is there any food for you. And when he enters and he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon entering, Shaitan says, you have found a place to spend your night here. And when he does not remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of food, he says, you have found a place to spend. You have found a place to spend your time and time and the night food, Asha, and you have found food and time to spend your time there. So when a person enters his house and he does not take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Shaitan says to his companion that you have a place to stay. And when you eat and you don't take the name of Allah, Shaitan says now you have a place to eat. So how do you make it haram for Shaitan? When you take the name of Allah, it's haram. If you forget to take the name of Allah, and then you take the name of Allah, it becomes haram, the shaitan even vomits it out. So when you enter, as soon as you enter your house, you say Bismillah. As soon as you eat, you say Bismillah. As soon as you do anything, say Bismillah. Understand? The shaitan, it becomes haram upon shaitan to enter the house. It becomes haram upon the shaitan to have the food and other things too. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, shaitan is present with you everywhere. And this is why the dua for that is, Allahumma jannibna shaitan wa jannibna shaitan ma razaqtana. Why? Because shaitan is present at that time too. Every time. Even when you're by yourself. Understand? In the privacy, even shaitan is there. It's very, very important, people. This is more true than what you and I can see. And the dua for entering the house? Bismillah. Allahumma inni as'aluka khayral mawlaj wa khayral makhraj. Bismillah kharajna wa bismillah walajna wa ala Allahi rabbana tawakkalna. So it is with bismillah too. Then assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. If nobody's in the house, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa salihi. Huh? بُيُوتًا فَصَلِّمُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِكُمْ تَحِيَّةً مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُبَارَكَةً. So if there's nobody in the house, then tahiyya upon yourself. Salam upon yourself. As-salamu alayna wa alaybadillahi as-salihin. Even. So this is very, very important. All the effects of shaitan, jinnat, and jinnat will run away. Today people have all these jinnats and shaitan and jadu. This is why. It's because we don't act upon the hadith. Allah.